The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. To Chad Upton, last night a tough loss for the Black Bears against Smoky Mountain, a team that I thought played a very good football game last night. Great quarterback play from them. They were well prepared, and it was a big win for their program. We have a lot of things to feel good about, though, as we head into next week and the final home game, finally wrap up a three-game road trip, and it's been a while since we've been at home, but still sit in pretty good shape in terms of our conference, in terms of 3A, and in terms of playoffs in a lot of ways, though last night's game certainly will have its effect on things in terms of seating and so forth. But coach, your team went out there and did a lot of good things, and just didn't fall our way, I guess, last night in terms of the final score. But guess I'd ask maybe what your first thoughts are on last night's game.
It was a situation we talked about after the game. I think we have dealt with about every kind of emotion during games, during a season as we can. We had the big high on a big rivalry win with Tuscola, and then you had the one that got away from you there at Franklin, and then you had one that you just didn't play as well as you needed to, and you let a good team hang around and come back and beat you. And that was what happened to us last night.
You're talking about breaking down some of the things that you wanted to see. One of the things that I saw early on, we started off in that spread offense, and I think there's maybe you guys felt that there's some struggles, so you switched into an I started running the ball and kind of pounded it away. In terms of offense last night, what did you see that was working well? What did you see that they were matching up well against us in too?
The thing that we had looked at, we were trying to give us another look, another dimension. I thought we did a good job. If you look at the stats, we had 217 yards rushing, had 230 yards passing. That's pretty balanced.
Right.
Had four different running backs, four different tailbacks in there, two different fullbacks. Did a good job on the rushing part of it, I thought, especially when you're looking at 217 yard rushing. That might be the most we've had all year in a game. The problems that you come back and you look at on that side, you look at the three fumbles and the penalties on that side of the ball. You start with the first fumble. We're down to 10-yard line going in to get some points. Fumble and turn it over. The second fumble we had, we were going in on Smokey's side of the field at about the 30, turn it over, give it to him. And, of course, the last one was right there at the end of the game. And these were not by the same kid. These were by three of the four different tailbacks. And, a good job by Smokey and the defense. But, you got to protect the ball. We ran into some things last night that we haven't done all season, on that turnover margin. But they certainly got us last night. You look at the penalties. We had 11. I think we had 11 penalties last night. They ended up having 5. Those hurt us, especially in critical times. Looking at the positives part of it, again, I told you about the total yardage. We were 447. Smokey was 319. We had 24 first downs. Smokey Mountain had 11 first downs. Just thought that, if you'd have told me that before the game, that we were going to have that many yards total offense and three passing touchdowns and that many first downs, I would have told you that would that'd look pretty good for a win for us. But, we let them hang around too long, and it came back and bit us.
Did you see anything in terms of your preparation this week and then looking and seeing what happened last night that maybe took you by surprise a little bit? Or did you have a pretty good idea, in terms of what they were going to do?
No, we had a good idea about what they were going to do, and I'm still looking at it on the offensive side, and we'll talk about the defense in a second. They were giving us some coverages that were a lot like what we saw in the JV game. They were walking up and backing out. Didn't give us something that we hadn't seen, even in the second half as far as adjustments. 230 yards passing. You know, when I look at it, did we spread the ball around enough? We had four receivers that had four or more receptions. And again, the different tailbacks that we had in there, you know, trying to get, you know, something different going. And I thought they had success. We just shot ourselves in the foot, you know, when it came down into their side of the field. You know, that were critical times. All of the turnovers were, you know, we were either getting points or killing the clock.
When you go back and you know, talk about some of the things that you saw from your running backs, I felt like that, you know, with the three backs that you brought out there last night with Lucas and with Vadre, with Dylan, you got three style of backs, and that looks like a pretty good, you know, threesome right there in terms of what they're able to do. That's something I think you can capitalize on for later on, but you had a chance to get all three of those guys work, maybe more so last night than any other point in the season so far in terms of some balance there. That's got to be something that you feel good about right now and trying to get that running game going some down the road.
You know, absolutely. And we used Trevor back there as well. Johnson, he was back there. Cody Riddle's playing some fullback for us. And, you know, Dylan would switch down and play some fullback as well. And, I mean, we were on the positive side of the yardage on the rushing. I didn't have any backs in the negative. You know, had some good plays. Blocking, you know, for the most part on some of these runs was pretty good. You know, we were doing some things that, you just get frustrated. It was a long night for me last night. You know, I got home about 3:30. As soon as we got the film loaded up, I went back and cut it up. I wanted to go back and just see it. And the biggest thing that you come back to, and I mentioned this earlier before we got online here on the air, there are 11 players wanted it more than our 11 players when they were on the field. You know, now we had some bright spots, certainly throughout the game. I mean, but our 11 didn't play hard at the same time, compared to what they did. You know, that's the biggest thing that I saw from the film that I went back and looked at last night.
What was the mood of the team after the football game last night?
You know, some of disbelief,
sure.
I think some of the seniors understood what just happened and what it may cost us in the long run as far as, you know, playoff seedings. Obviously, we still got to get through, you know, the game this week in Brevard, but I think they just saw at least one of our home playoff games slip away.
Yeah.
I think the reality part of that, again, our preparation was good this week. You know, you look back on it, how was your day of the game? Day of the game was good. Kids seemed fine. We went through the same type of rituals that we always do. Kids were quiet before the game. But once we got out there, it was, I wished I could explain it better, but it's one of those that kind of puzzling when you look at the stat line.
When you go, you know, and particularly still in, with all that you've got on your mind, when you leave the stadium, you go home and try to settle in, you look at things. What is it that you're looking at film a little bit differently in a situation like last night by yourself than you would in terms of planning down the road? What kinds of things do you look at this point in, you know, that quick after a game that you want to have a grasp on?
Well, you notice things as the game goes on and you want to go back and check. Did I see that right? Is this exactly what happened? And, you know, there were some things last night that we saw, you know, during the game when we went back on film, it was pretty much what we saw. There was a couple of things that worked, you know. Officiating wise, I thought the game was official pretty good. There was one bad call on the far side of the field. You know, that I went back and looked at on film. Trevor got, you know, hit in the back pretty bad,
right,
and got up and didn't really retaliate, but I'm sure there was some words spoken, and, you know, I don't think I can blame him for that one. That was, I mean, he got knocked into the referee, you know, from behind. So, but other than that one, you know, the referees were pretty much spot on too. You know, I went back and checked all the penalties and, you know, we just didn't take care of ourselves last night.
But those things are correctable things. There wasn't anything that you saw last night that isn't something that we can fix this week and go into Brevard next week and feel better about.
No, I mean, and all of the things that happened last night are certainly, like what you said, correctable. You know, I think that, and I told the kids after the game, I said, some of you guys need to take a long, hard look in the mirror. I said, you know, and we all need to do that at some point. I just, there were some places last night that just hurt us when we should have been getting points on the offensive side. And defensively, I know we'll talk about that in a minute and we'll go down that road. But, you know, great game by Smoky Mountain. Their quarterback played extremely well. Obviously, Carter, the good receiver, played well. And they did what they had to do to get a win.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a five-pack of easy-pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Going into the defensive side of things, what kinds of things did you see last night? And then going back and looking at film, did you see anything differently maybe on that side that maybe you didn't pick up on during the game?
You know, you look at it defensively, we knew they had obviously a good tailback coming into the game. Chase Morgan, I think. It was over 1,000 yards, so that was a concern for the week. You know, had a good receiver. Actually had two good receivers, Jace Wolf and, of course, Zachariah Carter. So those were concerns as we practiced through the week. Thought we were prepared well, good game plan. You know, you look at the first half stats. I want to look at those first. You gave up 13 yards rushing in the first half. You gave up 67 yards passing. So you gave up 80 yards of total offense to them in the first half. Thought we had things under control on the defensive side of the ball, but again, the score was only 11-7
right
at halftime. So
yeah,
we even with all the yardage we had in the first half, and I think if I look at it right here, we had 219 yards in the first half compared to their 87, or to their 80, and just never felt like we could get away, you know, never could stretch the lead out. You know, they kept staying right there with us. You look at the second half, 30 yards rushing second half, so you gave up 43 yards rushing for the game, which I thought was an outstanding job. The problem became in the second half, obviously, with the passing. They had right at 200 yards passing in the second half, and most of it was to one receiver. You know, there wasn't a situation where they were giving us some routes that we hadn't practiced. You know, we ended up putting three different cornerbacks to Zachariah's side. Even started cheating a safety over the top, trying to help out a little bit. And, you know, coverage, you know, broke down for us, you know, a couple of times during the second half. You know, I mentioned this earlier before we went on the air. It's the first night that I can remember that we didn't have defensive linemen in the quarterback's face.
Right.
You know,
right.
Look at all of the success that we've had in the secondary with the interceptions. On most of those, we've had people in the quarterback's face. You know, I come back to Tuscola and facing that quarterback. You know, the three interceptions he had, we had somebody all over him. We just did not have that last night. We never could get a good rush on him. The thing that always worries you about, you know, a quarterback like Zeb is he's a coach's son. You know, so you know he knows exactly what's going on, where his reads are, and things like that. And, you know, he did a good job delivering the ball and then had a great run right there to end. We missed some tackles on that, on the touchdown that he had there to end to win the ball game. But as a whole, you know, I felt like everything was in place. We just never could, we never could stretch it out.
That's a great point. And I think it's easy for us to go back and say, well, the secondary may have done this or that. But if you're not getting pressure up front, sooner or later, a receiver is going to break free. It's just, that's the way things work, because they know where they're going. The quarterback knows where they're going, and we have to make those decisions to try to figure out where that is. So you got to get that pressure up front and give them less time to be able to make those throws. The other thing I'd say, I mean, that kid was a big kid too. You know, matchup wise, when you're giving up 4 inches on a receiver, that makes it a little bit difficult too. But I think maybe a combination of those two things was part of what we saw.
Well, you had they found him one route that they got the first touchdown with. Didn't really get us out of position. Got us caught looking. Back at the screen pass, we broke up on it. Didn't make the right read. From the position that the receiver caught the ball in. And then we made the adjustment. We didn't get caught with that one again. Almost had a pick. That was another.
Right.
We had 2 balls that should have been picks last night, and every other game probably would have had them. So there was just, you can point to a lot of different things, but it seems like you're pointing to at least one thing on every play. And I keep coming back to the same thing. Their 11 played together harder than our 11 at the end of the ball game.
And they had something to play for, too. That's a team that came in last night, Coach, with a winning record, and they extend that winning record. They're trying to make some noise in the playoffs, and they're a team that's been on the rise. They haven't had a lot of success lately, as we know, in terms of seasons and that kind of thing. So those guys were hungry and want to continue playing. We always used to talk about with Coach Presley that this time of year, sometimes the kids, maybe with the teams that are struggling, are starting to look forward to the winter sports and that kind of thing, ready to pack it up. But Smoky Mountain certainly was well motivated last night.
No, they were not looking past it. They were not looking to basketball season or wrestling season. Their kids were very focused, played hard. There's some positives in the game. There's some positive things that we did. I thought Jesse Martinez had a great game, maybe mm-hmm. the best game he's had all season. Led us in receptions last night. Just thought he blocked extremely well. There were some things that we went in and worked on Monday. From the North Henderson game, I didn't think we blocked well on the perimeter in the North Henderson game, and we got better at last night. I thought for the most part that blocking out wide was good. But again, you can go back and you can look at a lot of things. You got to move on and get to the next week, and we'll certainly do that. But we'll have to get back to work on Monday and refocus. For the most part, throughout this season, I felt like we've continued to get a little bit better every week. And as I look back at this game, especially on the rushing end of it, felt like we did get
right.
better. We finally found a little bit of a solid running game. Had 217 yards rushing. So I take that as a positive out of it. But on team effort, we went backwards last night. Unfortunately, you can't do that on good teams and let them stay in it till the end, or you're going to give yourself a chance for a loss.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell showing WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back live this morning, the Brett Chappell Show. By this time of year, you've had a chance. Anybody that you're going to play in the conference, you've seen them 3 or 4 times on film by now because of their opponents. You're looking at their opponents, with those games. But had a chance, I'm sure, to see a little bit of Brevard, obviously, with looking at film throughout the year, especially on the back half of the year. What kinds of things do you see maybe from them? It's another team that, golly, had a terrible year last year and the year before. Just awful, atrocious. But it feels like that maybe they're picking some things back up. A little bit. What do you look forward to with them?
The first thing you look at, start back at the beginning of the season, they lost to Rosman to start the season,
yeah.
Which is a big loss for them. changed some things. You know, went back and kind of regrouped. Brevard did, and they've gotten a little bit different offense than what they were in early. Their kids are playing hard. They will have a full sideline of players when they come over to Canton on Friday. I mean, he's got 45, 50 players.
Wow.
So his numbers are way up. Doing a really good job getting those kids out. And they're playing good football, you know. Let Smokey come back and beat them last week after they had a big lead. But mm-hmm. They won last night, beat North.
Right.
So they've got a little momentum going as well, and they need a win. You know, they need another win to get set up nice for their playoffs. So it's certainly not going to be an easy one. And we didn't think this one was, you know. I don't think that either one of these last two games, you know, as we looked at it, were going to be easy. We talked about the things that concerned us. They got a really good tailback in Anthony Benjamin that can go. He gets out in the open field, and I've seen him break some long runs. Reminds you of Bryce a little bit on mm-hmm. the speed-wise, but probably a little bit more elusive. Got one big back, Michael Minot, that's in the backfield with him as well, that can create some problems because of the pounding. But, you know, we will have our hands full, and they're pretty big up front, you know, which Smokey was. That's the first night last night as well for us that I felt like we got stalemated a little bit up front.
I was going to ask you what you felt like in terms of what you would see. It sounds to me like they're just going to try to run it at you. You know, at the back, you said, what, over 270?
Yeah.
So they're just going to try to pound it on us a little bit. What kind of offense do they run?
You know, they're going to run some spread stuff, but, I mean, they're looking to get their backs out in the field. And that's one thing that, you know, some people may not understand. You got some of these teams that are in a spread, and you look at us, and I've always been this way. The spread is not full passing all the time. The spread is to get people out of the box so you can run inside. And I thought, you know, looking at what we did last night, I thought we did a good job of that. JB's on Thursday night had a great night, played extremely well, and same type offense for us against the same type defense. So the JB's just didn't have the turnovers, and were able to put points on the board when they got down in, you know, in Smoky Mountains territory.
Yeah, I had a chance to plan it with your coaches and that kind of thing, but just sitting here this morning, is there anything that maybe we haven't done yet or we haven't seen yet that we might would maybe see next week? Certainly not tell me what that is, but is there anything that you might want to, at this point in the season, still put in?
There's still a couple of things that, you know, we had talked about even this past week of putting in just as we, you know, get ready for the playoffs that may help us, you know, certainly not holding back. And didn't hold back last night on anything. But there's some things, you know, there's a few wrinkles left, you know, that we got to do. But the big thing for us is we've got to come back in on Monday, man up, watch
sure.
the film, you know, fix where we screwed up at, you know, make some changes, possibly personnel, looking at some different things there. We're fixing to get some JVs that are going to be up with us, you know, once this next week gets by us that I think are going to help and going to be able to contribute, and they're going to push some seniors and some juniors for some playing time. And we'll see how that goes as the week goes on too. But, you know, to challenge the young men and see who wants to step up to the plate.
You don't have to worry about those high school athletic rules after the JV season's over. You bring those kids up. They're your kids. Play as long as they need to play. That eight-quarter deal is not part of it anymore.
No. You know, once we get through this week, it won't be. You know, we had some that played last night. Ben Wright came in
right.
and spelled us at the guard position, played pretty well. David Mackey came
right.
in again on the defensive side.
Those guys have had great seasons down here in the JV.
Have had great seasons on the JVs, and they will help us up on the varsity, be able to spell us a little bit, and we'll push for some starting time. You know, those kids are playing well.
Do you bring up the entire group?
You know, you look at it, you don't want to bring up so many that you got too many standing and you're not really helping the cause. You bring up the ones you feel like can help you if you get in a pinch, or somebody who can push, or somebody who can give you a really good look through the week. You know, we're not really high on numbers when it comes to the varsity side. So sometimes you're concerned about that and not getting the look that you need to as you prepare. But, you know, all of these things are going to change, you know, after this week when we get some of these JV kids up and, you know, get after it this week.
A couple of scores to mention from last night. Again, Franklin was a winner over West Henderson. And Brevard had, you know, we just talked about that, Brevard a winner over North Henderson as well. I mentioned that we try to get some of these scores from some of these teams that we might be looking at downstate a little bit in the 3A. Crest was a winner over Burns last night, 21-17, a good game there. It was Central Cabarrus over East Rowan, 48-21. It was Cox Mill, 34-29 over West Rowan. Freedom a big winner over St. Stephen's, 47-14. Hickory over Watauga, as we said last night, 42-17. Carson, a winner over Hickory Ridge, 21-13. Marvin Ridge, 15-7 over Anson County. High Brighton, a winner over Patton, 21-13. It was South Point, big over North Gaston, 48-10. And Piedmont, another very good team, 20-14 over Weddington last night. Back in just a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a 5-pack of Easy Pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings. Guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Just mentioned those scores, and again, we're looking at those teams down the line a little bit. And you just have to have the awareness. It doesn't mean that you're looking past anybody. You have to have an awareness of what your schedule could very well be. And I know that's what it takes to be prepared. Going into the playoffs, just to reiterate some things from last night. Smoky Mountain's a 2A team. We've wrapped up that 3A division in terms of our conference. So in terms of us being the one seed out of a conference, that's not really going to be a factor down the road. We're kind of right now, we're playing for those seedings somewhere in that, you know, 4-7 range, I guess, is where we stand. And we can still go out there and take care of business last night and have a chance to improve ourselves, because you got to wait and see what everybody else is doing. But mention that again, that again, you're kind of maybe looking at that 5 or 6, which might mean one playoff game in terms of being at home, and then you kind of wait and see where the chips fall. There's still a lot for us to be looking forward to as we head down the line.
You know, there are, and certainly not going to sit here and hang our head all week and be down in the dumps. And you know, the kids are resilient. You know, I feel like we're going to bounce back on Monday, going to refocus, get that pride back about wearing that P on that helmet.
Absolutely.
And do what we've got to do to get a win and move on to the first round of the playoffs. And you know, then it gets fun. You know, then you get a chance to have a little bit of fun with it. You get to grind a little bit differently, because you have just one team you're practicing and not two with the JVs. And you know, you never know what's going to happen if you can get hot. Obviously we would love to be at home for as many as we can be, but you know, we've created this scenario for ourselves, and we've just got to go out and take care of what we can take care of now and move on from it.
Do you approach things practice-wise differently now than you would in August, because, you know, it's getting late? I know there's different ideas. I guess some folks would back off a little bit in terms of the grind, maybe, or some guys want to continue to do what's been happening all year long. What's your sort of take on the way practice looks and your approach looks this time of year?
You know, I think you have to look at it weekly. And you go back and you look at the games on the past Friday night. How did you play? Kind of sets up how your week of practice needs to be. You know, we changed some things this past week on some drills and stuff that we were doing that we felt like we needed to concentrate on because of the North Henderson game. Obviously, as you look back last night, there are certainly some things that we've got to address as well. And we'll change some individual on the practice times and the drills and stuff we're doing based off what happened last night. You know, the biggest thing when you get this deep, you're concerned with just making sure you stay healthy at this point. You don't want to get any injuries in practice, but you still want to make sure you're doing the fundamental stuff, so you're still wrapping up, still making tackles, you know, all of those good things. And I felt like, for the most part last night, other than maybe one or two passes that they caught and got away from us, I thought tackling was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't like we got, you know, didn't wrap up or some of those things. Now, I know our angles, you know, as I looked at, especially as I look back at, you know, the quarterback's touchdown at the end, we had some poor angles. And but on the you know, for the most part, I felt like that side of it was good. But again, we'll go back and we'll watch film this morning and see what we need to address come Monday.
The only thing I saw last night was Kyle Terrell come back off for a little bit gimpy injury wise. How do you feel about things?
You know, we just have to check him on Monday and see how he is. Did it limit him last night? You know, early, I don't think so. I think later in the game, you know, it possibly did. That was one change we put Ben in, and Ben did a good job filling in for us there. You got a senior, you know, that wants back on the field. You give a chance to senior for him to go back on the field. And I think you saw that with the, I can relate this to, you know, kind of baseball in the World Series. The good pitcher for the Red Sox did not want to come out the other night in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
You know, you have that type of mentality, and that's a good thing. But when you get in there, you got to make sure you're giving everything you can got, you know, give, and it can help us.
Next Friday night, 6:30 will be our airtime. 7:30 is our kickoff. Again, 6:30 right here on WPTL against Brevard. We'll be right back here at 8 o'clock for the Brett Chappell Show. Folks, don't forget, next Friday, Lions Club is collecting perishables for the community kitchen. And, of course, all those donations go back to them. Those donations will be taken by members of Lions Club, and I think Leo Club as well, at Pisgah, at both gates, the north and the south gates. Bring those perishables and canned foods to donate to community kitchen next week. A great cause to help folks over the winter. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.